Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Misinformation. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott described President Biden's speech Tuesday on voting integrity laws sweeping the nation after the 2020 general election.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
The National Interagency Fire Center is reporting more than 14,000 firefighters and support personnel were attacking fires covering 1 million acres of land out west. More than 60 active large fires are burning in western states and Alaska. Senate Democrats reached a partisan agreement Tuesday night on a $3.5 trillion budget plan that would expand Medicare and fund climate change initiatives. After Tuesday's dismal inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index jumped over 5% since this time last year. Economists are questioning if now is a good time to print more money. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
A gesture of goodwill towards the Cuban people is coming from U.S. lawmakers. Dan Naraki reports.
The U.S. State Department is looking into ways to support the Cuban people after thousands took to the street this weekend in the largest protest that the country has seen in years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday that the department was considering an array of options with a focus on humanitarian needs. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says this is the chance for the change that the U.S. has sought in Cuba for decades. The California Republican tells Fox News that we should offer as much help as possible to those Cubans calling for their freedom.
We should be promoting democracy everywhere in the world. This is 90 miles away. We've been craving the opportunity to change Cuba. What have we watched for decades? The people who would leave there, risk their lives coming across for the idea of freedom. Here is a window of opportunity that we should not let pass by. We should, in the strongest manner, help those who desire freedom to be able to attain it inside Cuba.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The man running against AOC's New York congressional seat in 2022, Cuban-American Desi Cuellar on Fox News, explains why Democrat socialists are not condemning Cuba's communist regime for its crackdown on freedom-calling Cubans.
If you look at what happened just a few weeks ago, on the 3rd of July, actually, they had gone to Venezuela and they met with Maduro. And when you look at the track record of that kind of meeting, they're meeting with Maduro. Maduro's mentor was Hugo Chavez, and Hugo Chavez was extremely close with Fidel Castro. So it's not, it's like they're hiding in plain sight, essentially. There's nothing good that can come from that organization or anyone that would want to meet diplomatically with somebody like that.
The Democrat Socialists of America tweeted that they stand by the Cuban people and they want the U.S. blockade to end. Mr. Cuellar disputes the blockade theory.
The blockade, what it does, the economic embargo, it does not impede the ability for that country to get medical supplies or food. So for them to be saying that it's because of the embargo is completely ridiculous, and it's misinformation at its best.
Anti-government activists in Cuba say more than 100 people have been arrested or are missing on the island following widespread protests Sunday. The Cuban government has not said how many people were arrested or injured in the disturbances. The 2021 Perseids Meteor Shower, which is considered to be the best meteor shower of the year, will light up the skies on Wednesday night. That's according to NASA. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and he is Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how we doing?
You know, I'm doing okay, Bill. How are you?
Well, hey, I'm doing fine, but I'm watching the President of the United States. Is he unhinged? I mean, give me a break. Voting laws that are being considered by these states, they're 21st century Jim Crow. I mean, he should know about Jim Crow. He was probably there when it all came down. You know, I mean, this is absurd. Oh. I mean, people are already questioning his mental capacity. But when he has, jumped the shark to refer to voter reform, including voter ID, which over 70% of America wants, that's Jim Crow. I mean, he's fanning the flames, which is what the Democrats continue to do. It's not about what's the right thing to do, because for them, the right thing to do is, hey, let's just get everybody upset and against one another.
Yeah, the speech that he gave yesterday was appalling. It was dangerous. But I think more important than all that, it was a very overt dog whistle to everybody in the federal bureaucracy that there is absolutely no restraint that's going to be shown towards anybody who's deemed a political opponent.
Yeah.
It was when you start saying that that the voter ID laws that are being passed are worse, or more of an attack on our country than the Civil War, threaten our democracy more than it's been threatened since the Civil War. Are you out of your mind? I mean, and that's,
yeah.
And you know, and okay, I will.
Well, that's like a short, that's a very pointed and short question that has an obvious answer, and it's very simple.
Well, the problem is this, and I kind of went through that yesterday. Catherine Martinez in my office wrote a piece, and we kind of came out of a conversation that we had where I was ranting about this. But it was here's the key. Joe Biden didn't write that speech. Joe Biden didn't stick that speech on a teleprompter. His staff did.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't Joe Biden sitting in an ice cream store, you know, getting ice cream on his face and saying stupid stuff that you can't figure out what he's talking about. That's not this. This was a planned, written speech that is on the White House website as an official White House document that effectively says that if you don't believe that the elections were legitimate, then you are essentially an insurrectionist who needs to be treated as such.
Oh,
it was as dangerous of a speech as I've ever heard. We put a title on last night that was completely different. I changed the title to make it less incendiary.
Mm-hmm.
But I would urge people to go to getliberty.org or go to Daily Torch, where it is dailytorch.com, and read it. Because we put Joe Biden's speech in there. You can read his speech for itself, and it is a scary document.
Yeah, it really is. And the thing is, what you just said is that the marketplace is being conditioned to say that this is a, you know, this was a legitimate election 2020. In fact, Brett Baer, boy, I'll tell you, he put Leader McCarthy into the fetal position very quickly by asking that question. And Brett Baer didn't ask it as, you know, just a query. I mean, I'll tell you, the underbelly of Fox came out loud and clear with that question and the way Brett Baer framed it. And the thing is, Republicans better find out how to answer that question, you know, because he flat out asked him. He says, are you saying that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president of the United States? And McCarthy had to swallow a little bit, and he goes, no, you know, he said the politically correct thing, but, you know, I got to tell you, a lot of people that would support, you know, Leader McCarthy are wondering now, okay, where's this guy's gravitas? Where's his backbone to be able to even come back with an answer to, you know, that would at least say, look, there are still many questions out there.
All McCarthy had to say was this. It's very simple. We have the thing that bothers me is this: Democrats don't want to determine whether it was or not. We have audits in Arizona. We're going to find out what happened in Arizona. We won't have an audit that is being pushed in Pennsylvania. We're taking a look at what's happening and happened in Fulton County and in Georgia. There's audits all over the country done by states as they should be, and that will get to the bottom of what actually went on. And anybody who opposes those audits are the people who are opposing having free and fair elections.
Exactly.
The people of America have a right to expect that these elections are fair. The fact that Kevin McCarthy, after 5 months, hasn't figured out that answer is appalling. And it shows that, recognizing that the D.C. guys focus on D.C. things. They don't pay much attention to what's going on in the states. And as a result, they pay attention to the one bill they deal with every week as opposed to the massive amount of stuff that comes out of state legislatures. And you have to be a lot smarter to be a state legislator than you have to be a congressperson.
Right,
but
exactly.
Having said that, of course, he should have had that answer. It's appalling he didn't. And I will give the answer. No, he's not a legitimately elected president. And you know why I can say that? I can say that because for four years, I heard that Donald Trump wasn't a legitimately elected president. I saw the other side had no compunction of making stuff up to delegitimize the Trump presidency. And yet now we have to prop up a senile old man as being legitimate because the election was stolen for him. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah. Well, based on the standard, I think your point is exactly right. Based on the standards that you used against Donald Trump, let me ask you that question. Do you think he's a legitimately elected president?
Yeah, that would be a great way of opposing. I don't. You get right down to it. Any sentient person would know that when you don't allow people in 2020, when you don't allow people to view the ballot counting in real time, that there's a problem. There's a reason why they have provisions to have people of both sides watching the ballot counting to prevent cheating.
Right.
Any sentient person would know that when six different key voting locations all shut down at the same time for varying reasons and sent the people home and then kept counting, that's a problem. When you see on video suitcases being rolled out from cabinets filled with votes after they've sent everybody home because of a water leak in Fulton County, you know there's a problem. And anybody who is, excuses aside, the left can say, well, that's make excuses for one or two instances. We've got dozens and dozens of instances. And as a result, if the same circumstance were occurring, if Donald Trump had been elected and the same set of things had occurred, he would have been impeached already.
Exactly.
Based on a fraudulent election. That's the difference, and we have to hold them to that standard.
Exactly. Well, and the other claim is that, look at all the courts, all these courts, I don't know what, hundreds of courts have reviewed this stuff and they wouldn't take up the case. That's a red herring, because they wouldn't take up the case because of standing issues, technicalities. It wasn't because they determined that it was a legitimate election, and people need to keep that in mind when this argument and this answer is thrown at them. Isn't that right?
100% correct. It's a, well, and also, truthfully, the court system failed. They're cowards.
Yep, exactly. There it is. He's the president for Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning continues with us on the other side of break. We're coming at 15 minutes after. And, of course, we're going to talk about, hey, those Democrats that found a way to come to D.C. and avoid their jobs in Texas.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if people are going, you guys are talking the truth. What's going on here? Well, You know, they don't put a lid on you. You talk like that. I mean, you actually observe, and we have reasonable conversations about what's happening with our country. Ladies and gentlemen, look, we have to be fearless about this. I mean, you think our founding fathers weren't, you know, yes, was there some fear involved? Of course, because what they were, you know, what they were doing was standing up. And very well, they knew it was truly treasonous what they were doing against England. So it took a lot of courage. They weren't, you know, without fear. But I'm just saying, you know, for all the covering that we do have here, we need to reflect and channel what our founding fathers had in their hearts and spirits that created this great American idea that will allow it to continue. But if we cower and we fold up like a $2 chair like Kevin McCarthy did the other night, well, then, you know, shame on him. And this is the problem with the Republican leadership and why, you know, I had mentioned to Congressman Andy Biggs, I think I told you about this, Rick, when I met with him a couple of months ago. I said, look, you've got to re-enfranchise these Republicans that you've abandoned. And he kind of looked at me like, well, what are you talking about? I said, look, you left people hanging out there after the 2020 elections. A lot of questions. Nobody fell on their sword. Everybody just folded up tent, just went along to get along. The Democrats are in charge. Kumbaya. Let's move forward. And the rest of the people are sitting there going, what the heck happened? And now we're having this big debate about our vote, and you got Joe Biden, you know, beyond hyperbole, making statements that are, you know, as you say, are so threatening and dangerous because this pours into the body politic bloodstream. And without a doubt, you're going to get some reaction that's going to naturally come out of this that people aren't going to like. And this is all being fueled by the Democrats that only know how to cheat, destroy, and cause trouble. And here it is, you know, under this supposed guise that he's a unifier. What is he unified in 5-6 months in office? What is he unified?
He hasn't unified anything. His objective is to create. I don't know if this is his objective. What is happening is we are creating a class of others. The Biden administration is empowering the federal government, the IRS, which went after the Tea Party under Obama and Biden, empowered to go after any conservative group in any way they want to because they've become others, enemies of the state.
Well, yeah.
If you have it, they've got, because of Obamacare, they have all everybody's medical records. They know if you've got a vaccinated or not. It's in the cloud. Mm-hmm. So anybody who hasn't been vaccinated, Anthony Fauci, we need mandatory vaccinations. They're talking about sending people around door to door to vaccinate. You know, anybody who isn't, the real thing they're doing is they're saying anybody who isn't vaccinated or says that or stands up against mandatory vaccination is an other because they're dangerous. They want everybody to get COVID and die.
Right.
So they're creating an other class of people who are classified as being other. They're doing this on issue after issue. If you're a gun owner, they're trying to make you an other. Mm-hmm. And just take a look at if you're a Trump supporter at all. If you're concerned that there's hundreds of people who are in D.C. jail right now, not being afforded a fair trial, charged with misdemeanors, mm-hmm. not being given bail, not being given the basic rights of an American citizen, and being held in solitary confinement. If you're concerned about that, you are somehow against the entirety of the United States of America. The fact of the matter is, and they continue, Joe Biden in his speech essentially said that the people who invaded the Capitol almost took over the government. They almost took down the entire government. It was, and yet not a single person in the Capitol had a weapon.
Yes.
Okay? Not a single person in the Capitol intended anything of the sort. And if there were 5 to 10, you know, if there were a small number of people who legitimately thought that was going to happen and were leading the charge and breaking stuff in, you know, okay, those people have a different set of problems.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of the people who've been arrested were essentially tourists following the crowd.
Exactly. Well, and also following the invite of Capitol Police that said, come on in. You don't have a gun, do you?
Yeah.
Well, come on in. It's okay. And you saw them walking in the stanchions like they were on some guided tour.
Yeah, that's exactly. Or taking selfies. Now, yeah. I'm going to compare what happened in the Capitol Rotunda to what the National Archives said. Okay, in the Capitol Rotunda, all those beautiful paintings of American history were intact. Nothing happened to them. No statues were torn down. No busts of vice presidents were torn down and broken. None of that stuff happened. Okay.
Right.
No damage was done apart from a couple broken windows to the Capitol.
Right.
Yet the National Archives, the people we pay money to preserve our nation's history, called the pictures in the Capitol Rotunda institutional racism because of the reflection of white dominance in America. Yeah. That was the people we pay to keep our history.
Right.
We did more violence to the Capitol Rotunda. The people who were in there on January 6th were the people we were paying to preserve it.
I know.
I would argue the people we're paying to preserve it.
Exactly.
Directly working with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
That's
so
the
ironic
problem here.
Well, of course, the other thing, too, you've got to bring into the conversation here, Rick, is what, 8-9 months earlier, you had Black Lives Matter doing all the damage there in D.C.
Right.
And so what does the mayor of D.C. reward them with? Oh, we're going to give you the roadway to the White House, and you get to do a mural there with Black Lives Matter right up the roadway.
Yeah,
I mean, after all the damage, I mean, what was the actual calculable damage that was done on January the 6th versus what Black Lives and Antifa did, 8 months earlier?
Well, as someone who had to be essentially evacuated from the White House on the day the president gave his acceptance speech for the nomination,
mm-hmm.
I was part of the crowd of people who had to be evacuated through a mob of Antifa people, okay, who were, you know, so I was there. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
I've walked around D.C. during the shutdown, during the Antifa stuff between during the presidential race and afterwards. And I will tell you the damage that the Antifa people did to D.C. was incalculable because many of the businesses that put big sheets of wood over their glass so they wouldn't get their windows busted.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those businesses never came back.
Yeah, exactly.
The people who worked there, who voted for Biden, they vote probably were marching around the streets at night. People who work there don't have jobs,
mm-hmm.
and the economy.
Yeah, I didn't.
The physical violence. It was the economy of D.C. got destroyed.
Right, exactly. And when you consider the threatening posture between the two groups, the threats of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, in much the same way that what happened in St. Louis with the McCloskeys, who were trying to protect their property, and then they're the ones that get in jail. They had to give up their guns ultimately, which is just absolutely absurd for doing what any American has the right to do based on our Second Amendment right.
100% correct. Going to the political violence piece of it, though, I think this is really important to remember. When Donald Trump was running for president, he went to the California Republican Convention in San Jose, California. We didn't know them as Antifa then, but they were Antifa. Mm-hmm. Were surrounding the building. They were yelling. They were screaming. They were threatening Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the people who were doing security, mm-hmm. had to take him through ditches and, you know, dirt ditches and the like to get him into the back of the building so he could get in and give a speech.
Huh.
And that's political violence.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you can't take a major party candidate into a public facility where to give a speech to people who want to hear that speech is violence. When the people came out of speeches for Donald Trump in California, they were assaulted with eggs and other things that were thrown at them and had to be protected to get out of the speech.
Mm-hmm.
That's political violence.
Exactly.
What happened on January 6th was a tourist event.
Right. I mean, and also you look at what they did to Rand Paul and his wife. You talk about threatening. I mean, and there's so many incidents like that that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Democrats want to ignore because those instances serve their purpose. And it put the rest of America on notice that, you better pick your side and you better pick the right side. If not, we've got ways to, to ruin your day, whether you're Mike Flynn or anybody else that supports Donald Trump for that matter. Rick Manning, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Misinformation. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott described President Biden's speech Tuesday on voting integrity laws sweeping the nation after the 2020 general election.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
The National Interagency Fire Center is reporting more than 14,000 firefighters and support personnel were attacking fires covering 1 million acres of land out west. More than 60 active large fires are burning in western states and Alaska. Senate Democrats reached a partisan agreement Tuesday night on a $3.5 trillion budget plan that would expand Medicare and fund climate change initiatives. After Tuesday's dismal inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index jumped over 5% since this time last year. Economists are questioning if now is a good time to print more money. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
America, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Jenny Beth Martin, yes, the one and only, from Tea Party Patriots, the honorary chair, and also a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I agree. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, Jenny Beth, let's clear this up, okay? The Democrats, teachers union, are just want to continue to keep us, you know, like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed you know what. They want to say, you know, all that critical race theory, that's not really happening. You guys on the right are just, you're hyperbolic. You're blowing this thing way out of proportion. Well, let's get down to the brass tacks of it. Is it or is it not being taught in our schools today?
Bill, not only is it being taught, it is being implemented. And what I mean by that is it's not as much as the legal class of here is what critical race theory is and where it stems from and how it got to America, but the key planks of it are being taught and implemented in schools around the country. And it starts with, I think, the most important place to look is the fact that they are focusing in almost every school district in this country on equity rather than on equality, meaning they are looking at equal outcomes rather than equal opportunity, treating every single student as if they must have the exact same thing when they leave school so that they are all equal leaving school rather than providing equal opportunity and letting students play to their strengths and develop their strengths.
How how did they come to this? I mean, this thing on its face is so theoretical, unproven, it's impractical. I mean, that's like putting, you know, kids in a race and just saying, okay, everybody's going to finish at the same time. It doesn't happen. There are some people that are designed in such a way, some of these kids are designed so that they're faster than others. It's just that that is a fact. Like in business, like in any other aspect of reality, there is no equal outcome. It's delusional to even present that possibility.
You are right about that. And I think there's something else that is very important here. It's not just a matter of who may be faster than the other person, but it's also who puts in the time and the practice and the effort in order to have better grades or to be the fastest one or to get the medal at the end of a race. Mm-hmm. So it's skill and talent and practice and determination. And please, I want to be very clear. I feel like I have to say this in each interview that I'm on. I want to ensure that every child, if they are struggling and they are having trouble and they're not where they need to be, that we give them the extra attention that they need so that when they do graduate, they have a solid quality education and they are they have that ability to go and earn an income, go to college if they want to, and pursue their own American dream. So I don't want children to be left behind, but I also think it's very important for us to be realistic and understand that in this country, we celebrate equal opportunity. We do not look to force everyone to some sort of common denominator, which without exception always becomes the lowest common denominator when we are looking for equal outcome.
Well, and to be perfectly honest, Jenny Beth, we've been sensitive to this. I mean, school sizes have been cut back to such a degree because this has been the complaint of teachers that they have children in their class that they need to spend more time with. There's been accommodations. There's been special classes, so to speak, to accommodate these kids. There has never been a desire to leave anybody behind. We're trying to bring everybody alongside. I mean, after all, how much money per child are we paying, are the taxpayers paying in this public educational system?
I think that per child, it varies per school district. I was talking to someone over the weekend who was saying it's anywhere from the research he has done from $14,000 to $16,000 or $18,000 a student. And it may be lower in some parts of the country than in others just because of the cost of living. Bill, one more thing. I think that you and I both are saying the same thing, and I want to highlight this. We think that each individual student should be looked at as an individual. And what happens with critical race theory is that it groups people together based on their skin color or their cultural experience, rather than, and so it puts them into groups with based on stereotypes and predetermined judgments about the groups, rather than looking at the individual. And we have to look at the individual and craft things that work for each individual, not for groups of people, and especially not for groups of people simply based on the color of one's skin.
Well, this is the issue with the bureaucracy and federalizing everything, because the federal government always thinks in terms of one size fits all. And that's a problem when it comes to education and you're dealing with so many kids because they're not all the same.
That is exactly right. Whether it's healthcare, whether it's education, whether it is the job that each of us wants to have to earn a living in this country, it is not one size fits all. It is what works for each individual, and we have to be able to nuance and adjust what we're doing according to that. And again, that goes to equal opportunity.
Right.
And this is part of the reason why Tea Party Patriots has created two really important guides that will, how-to guides, if you will, reference guides, that will help people understand more about what critical race theory is and how to stand for the content of character and against critical race theory. People can find that by going to UnitedWeStandCenter.com. And then also we are encouraging people around the entire country to go to your school board meetings in the month of July. Some school boards don't meet in July. If that's the case in your local area, then make plans now to go to the next school board meeting. And exactly. We have a how-to guide videos to train you on how to figure out how to go, what to say, and how to begin engaging. It won't be a one-time thing, but to begin engaging with your school board at teapartypatriots.org.
Yeah, the other pernicious aspect of CRT is what they're teaching our kids about our country. I was looking at a recent study here, Jenny Beth, and it said that only 36% of young people now say they're proud to be an American. Where are they getting that? I mean, that indoctrination to think so ill of our country. We've got athletes. We want to sit down and watch, the Olympics that are coming up. And then we're going to have to explain to our kids, oh, that athlete doesn't like America. Well, Dad, help me understand. Didn't we pay? I mean, didn't you pay to support the Olympics? Yeah, didn't all America? Yeah, most Americans did support that. And they're shaming our flag. Yes, son. Yes, daughter. They're shaming. What's up with that? What kind of message is that putting out? And this goes hand in glove with the critical race theory.
In critical theory, where you are criticizing and questioning the government and beginning to stoke such division in the country that you do not want to continue. Ultimately, if we continue down this path, you wind up in a situation where we no longer will value the Constitution and the founding principles on which all the rest of our laws are built. And we can have debate, we can agree, we can disagree, we can like some laws, some politicians not like others, and work through the legislative or the political process to change the law or change the elected officials. We have to understand and come at this from a founding or a central agreement that our constitutional government is the form of government that protects the rights of all people, and
exactly.
That it ensures liberty and protects liberty against an overreaching government.
Well, if we let go of this, Jenny Beth, and continue on this yellow brick road to Marxism, we become Cuba. And look what's going on in Cuba right now, case in point.
Yes, and they are shouting liberty and freedom in Cuba, and they don't want to be forced down by their government. And look, I mentioned how equal outcomes always takes you to the lowest common denominator. And what's happening in Cuba and looking at their lifestyle and the way that they live shows they are not building up and have something to reach up to and to look forward to becoming more. They all are equally miserable. That's what happens with communism every single time and why we must stop it.
Exactly. Jenny Beth, we got to leave it there. Where can they go for more information?
TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org, and be sure to check out our United We Stand Center.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care. Godspeed.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Nothing says back to school like shopping for new book bags, laptops, outfits, and classroom essentials. Amazon makes shopping convenient for students, parents, and educators gearing up to head back to class. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college storefronts this year, offering the widest selection, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether students are heading off to their first day of preschool or final semester of college, Amazon serves as a one-stop shop with everything customers need to get ready for school, including the latest fall fashions, dorm room decor, must-have supplies, and more. Plus, college students can sign up for a 6-month trial of Prime Student for access to the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon, plus exclusive offers just for college students. Get your school list ready and start shopping today at amazon.com/backtoschool and amazon.com/offtocollege.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. When you speak, I found the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with a love more real than anything, anything I feel. When you speak.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. In answer to the question, you know, I'd asked Jenny Beth, you know, what are we paying, you know, cost per child? Well, starts with a high in New York, of course, over $24,000 per child in New York. Connecticut, $20,000.6, New Jersey, $20,000, Alaska, $17,000, almost $18,000, Massachusetts, $17,000, New Hampshire, $16,000. I kept looking for California because I thought California should be up there, but California is down a little bit lower. It's only about $12,000, but still, this is per child. The kind of money that's being spent, I mean, over $500 billion is being spent for our educational system that is producing a ranking, what, about 27th? Is it any wonder? I mean, for all that we've gone through this past year with, you know, COVID and kids not going to school, you know, the unions taking a stand, a very aggressive stand. And, you know, as we were discussing last week, I mean, if you look at the mission statement of the largest teachers union, I mean, it's all about them. You know, way down the bottom, there's something about the kids. And even then, it's just kind of blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's not anything about really any high standard of education goal or objective. I mean, that's just kind of lost in translation. It's about the membership. It's about, you know, preserving the union and an ideology as they see it. But, of course, this has been an ideology that has been with them, you know, for over 100 years. You know, progressives knew that if they took over the educational, public education system, that they would have a stranglehold on America because they're getting the future of America. They're able to train them. So is it any wonder that you've got to, what, 36% of the kids who hate America today? I mean, they don't like it.
Well, how do, you know, who told you not to like America? Somebody told them not to like it. Do you think it was their parents that told them that? Probably not. And then we start seeing, you know, with critical race theory and the curriculum, because we did, after all this past year, even though the teacher said, hey, we don't want you looking in on any of these, you know, these Zoom classes or anything like that. Like, sure, we're not supposed to look in on what our kids are being taught. Well, families were looking because they were home and they were checking out what these teachers were telling the kids and how they were treating them. And the stories that we heard were shocking. We just couldn't. I mean, it's like all of a sudden, you know, the veil is pulled back and we're just seeing how insidious this curriculum and this doctrine coming out of our public education system that we're spending all our tax money for. I mean, great. I mean, we're spending all this money so that our kids can be indoctrinated. What's wrong with this picture? And then you've got our kids going, yeah, America, yeah, we don't believe in America. We just, you know, why do we care? They're all bad. And, you know, it's whites against blacks. It's all this stuff. And here we have a president who said he was going to be a uniter, and he's playing that hand as well. I mean, as we continue to divide this country. I mean, we've got to come together. We've got to realize we have more in common than our differences, though the left would not want you to believe that because that doesn't serve their purpose. It's all about power and control. Lindsey Graham said so, if you remember, in the hearing for the Supreme Court justice and the nomination for Brett Kavanaugh. He just said, you guys have such a lust for power, my words, okay? I'm paraphrasing. You have such a lust for power. He says, I hope you don't get it. And he was very passionate about it. And it was quite telling because it really spoke to the underbelly of these power mongers in D.C. And I would dare say that when he said that, he could be talking. If anything could be bipartisan, it could be that, because the temptation of power is control. I mean, you get power and you get control and you just want more of it. It's like Pat Riley in his book that he wrote about the Lakers winning seasons. He called it the disease of more. And the disease of more can be manifest in all kinds of ways, and particularly in the political environment when there is such a lust for power and control. This is why, I mean, basically, within our own humanity, you know, we know that we're all fallen. And left to our own devices, we will, you know, we'll step over people. We will be greedy. We will be self-interested. It is an inclination that you have to fight, especially when you're in an environment like D.C. Now, I haven't been there, but you can see it from an observer's viewpoint, what goes on. You know, the D.C. Beltway cocktail parties and, you know, you're on the in, you're on the out and all that pressure that comes in. I mean, this is high school on steroids. It really is when you think about it. And here they are, all this ego flying around and who's got the power, who's next in line, all this stuff. Oh, you're going to be a chairman of this and you know, paid X amount of money and you bought the influence. I mean, it's so ridiculous. All that we went through last year about quid pro quo. I mean, Washington, D.C. operates on quid pro quo. That is the very economic measure in which they operate. OK, it's like, what have you done for me or what do you got for me? And maybe I'll give you my vote. Maybe I'll help you out over here and there. It is it's a lot of horse wrangling, you know, that's taking place. And we understand that part of it is natural and has to happen. But some of it, when it crosses the line and it's more for self-interest than it is for, you know, the common interest. But you know, this is what happens when you do not restrict people to the number of terms in which they can serve in. They start creating their own businesses and their own interests, and they're all that in a bag of chips. You can see that happening because we're human beings. We're failed people. This is where humanity gravitates to when it's left unchecked. And so what do we have to do? What can we do? You know, well, you say you can vote them out, but they have a way once they get in. I mean, like Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters or some of these other, you know, political officials that are in there. You go, how do they keep getting reelected? And Nancy Pelosi, I mean, it's not like she has to worry about getting a million votes. I mean, she's getting reelected with, I think, less than 300,000 votes, believe it or not. Less than 300,000 votes. And she is the number three
person in power of our U.S. government. Can you imagine that? With less than 300,000 votes. And this is what it comes down to. And, you know, she knows how to play the game. So you got to give her credit for that, because look at, there's the rules on how the House of Representatives works. She's been a great student of it. She knows it's about generating revenue and raising, you know, fundraising for other people, for other congressmen and women. And look at, if Nancy Pelosi helps you win, how beholden are you to Nancy Pelosi? And this is the thing, you know, how beholden are people to, whether it's K Street and these other individual interests, these people that hold the checkbook, that have the power to give you donations so that you that you continue to exist as a congressman or a senator? And does that keep you beholden? See, this is one of the side, you know, perspectives that I had and appreciated by about one Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't need their stinking money. He didn't need their, you know, their influence. He needed their cooperation. And I think that in part, and again, this is my purview. I don't have any, it's not like I talked to Donald Trump and asked him, okay, what really happened or anything like that. But, you know, there's just some, you know, some consideration, just common sense consideration. You can see what's happening. I think that Donald Trump was so disgusted at the underbelly and the inner workings of the deep state and, you know, and Washington, D.C. to such a degree that he was truly an outsider's outsider. And he was really for Main Street America. He was for the forgotten man and woman. And his success was absolutely galling the deep staters and the traditionalists of the Beltway, because Donald Trump was actually doing the bidding of the people and not the bidding for himself. And, you know, that's not common in D.C. And so they had to get rid of him. It's kind of like, in a sense, and I've always held this, and you can take it for what it's worth, but my experience with unions and working for unions was that they were always trying to find that common denominator and to, I say, mediocritize, you know, the labor force. They didn't want somebody's head raising above somebody else's and being ambitious. And this is one of the challenges personally, and I'll be very open with you, that I've always had is every job I've had, you know, they've always said, hey, we're going to pay you X. And here's what you got to do. And it was all on based on compensation and performance. It was on merit. And by the grace of God, I was able to bust through the ceiling. And it drove them nuts. They didn't like that, because all of a sudden, you know, it's like, okay, you're sticking out, you know, above everybody else. And somehow that's not fair. And unions have a way of doing that. They will tell people, hey, look, you're working too hard. You need to slow down. You're making everybody else look bad. Really? Wow. You know, that to me is a dangerous proposition and a scary, you know, a scary thought there, the way, you know, that operates. But it controls people, because if you want to stay in the union and you want to continue to have a job, then you got to throttle it back, and you've got to get back with the pack and become mediocre like the rest of them. And meanwhile, the rest of your labor existence in that particular environment is absolutely excruciatingly painful, because we're not designed to be mediocre. But there are forces, and forces like the union, that do such, and this is why we get mediocre results. More to that, and we can talk about that later. But right now, we've got to go to break. Hey, it's great that you dropped in. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming in and joining in on the conversation as well. You can drop me a line, bill@billmartinezshow.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.